Thanks for checking out this Wednesday edition of CNN Student News. From the CNN Center, I'm Carl Lazus. Let's get right to our top story today. Earlier this week, we celebrated Constitution Day. This document established some of the basic rights and freedoms of American citizens. And one of the first ones on the list is the freedom of speech. But are there times when that freedom can be taken too far? And if so, what is an appropriate response? Well, an incident on a college campus is raising those very questions. But teachers, please preview this first segment today. It contains content and images that some students may find disturbing.
This is a university. We want to have civil discourse, and that's what we're all about.
But how far should that discourse go? That is the question following an incident at the University of Florida on Monday night. Senator and former presidential candidate John Kerry was on hand at a campus forum. The woman who gave CNN this video says she was ahead of Andrew Meyer in line to ask questions. He gave her his camera and asked her to shoot this video of him questioning Kerry.
How could you concede the election on the day? How could you concede the 2004 election on the day? When in this book it says there were 5 million votes that were suppressed and you won the election. Didn't you want to be president? I'm not even done yet. I have two more questions. If you were so against Iran, how come you're not saying, let's impeach Bush now? Impeach Bush now before you can invade Iran. Why don't we impeach him? Impeach Bush. Were you a member of Skull and Bones from college and Bush? Were you in the same secret society as Bush? Were you in Skull and Bones? Thank you for cutting my mic. Thank you. Are you going to arrest me? Excuse me. What are you arresting me for?
He'd been at the microphone for about a minute and a half when police moved to escort him away. That led to a struggle, and that led to the threat that the student would be tased, shocked with an electric stun gun, if he didn't comply with officers. Police then used the taser. The student was charged with resisting arrest and disturbing the peace, and he was released the next day. But the debate is just getting started.
I didn't see the student resisting arrest. I saw the student wondering why he was being dragged up the auditorium like that.
You know, they gave him a lot of chances. They're like, if you don't roll over on your stomach, we'll tase you. And the police officers acted very professionally, in my opinion.
Two police officers were placed on leave while authorities investigate the incident. One issue being considered is whether the tasers were used improperly. All right. What do you think? Should speech always be free, or are there times when limits should be placed on what we say? We want to hear your opinions on the issue. Email us here at CNN Student News. Tell us your thoughts. A word to the wise. Interest. A fee for the use of money. It is paid by the borrower to the lender. For example, banks pay account holders interest on money held at the bank. Some borrowers may be paying less interest to their lenders soon. It's because the Federal Reserve announced a cut to a key interest rate on Tuesday. The Federal Reserve, or Fed, is the central banking authority of the United States. And yesterday, it cut the federal funds rate by half a percentage point, lowering it to 4.75. That is the first time in more than 4 years the Fed has adjusted the federal funds rate. So how does the cut affect you? Well, one word, plastic. Actually, the federal funds rate impacts the interest that consumers pay on several types of debt, like loans for buying houses or cars. But credit card debt is also influenced by the rate, so people who pay with plastic might be incurring less interest thanks to the move. The Fed says that it cut the rate to help boost the U.S. economy. According to a recent poll, a majority of Americans believe the economy is doing well. 54% of the people interviewed in a CNN Opinion Research Corporation poll said that the economy is in good shape. That number is actually a drop from the start of the year, when 63% of the people who were polled thought that economic conditions were good. Well, you just heard about one of the ways that the Federal Reserve can affect your interest rates. But when was the Fed established? What tools does it use to influence the U.S. economy? You can use our learning activity to help students discover these answers. Check out the free resource at CNNStudentNews.com. Time for some fast facts. Ever wonder why some areas are more prone to earthquakes than others? Well, the theory of plate tectonics offers an explanation. Many scientists believe the Earth's surface is broken up into several large plates, which can move and grind against one another in places called faults. This movement can trigger a release of energy that causes an earthquake. And that may explain why Indonesia, which is located along a fault line, has so many earthquakes. It was certainly affected last week. The island nation was struck by almost a dozen earthquakes in a 3-day period. Now, if you live in a place where the ground starts shaking that frequently, you might start looking to relocate. For some people, there's no place they'd rather be. We're not talking about thrill seekers. We're talking about scientists who are studying those fault lines. Hugh Remington caught up with one of the earthquake hunters.
Smack on the equator. Don't be fooled by the scenery. This is the deadliest stretch of ocean in the world.
Everywhere up and down the coast, just stripped down to bedrock.
John Galetzka was a U.S. Army Ranger. Now he's on another front line. He's an earthquake geologist investigating the fault line that sparked the 2004 tsunami and in recent days, three more powerful quakes. This is video he shot on Friday.
Okay, experience an earthquake. Let's see, 650. This one's a lot stronger than last night. Yeah, this is the big one. Yeah, this is our big one. This is our big one. Woohoo! Oh yeah. Look at the boat shaking here. Yeah, this is our big one.
Moments later, he catches the panic on shore.
You can see families evacuating to the hill about 200 meters behind Peleleo. Okay, earthquake time.
The day before, another big quake, further away but larger.
Nice long period waves. Look at the water here.
For John Galetzka, this is where theory meets reality.
I feel like the luckiest man alive because, you know, to experience two events, strong events, within almost 12 hours. It was about 12 hours. And you can almost hear the excitement in my voice. You know, like, oh my gosh, this is it. This is it.
Galetzka is taking us on a journey to see the evidence his team believes it's found, showing another giant earthquake and possible tsunami are on their way.
So this is the first of the ones you put in?
That's right, back in August 2002.
Wow, it's a great view.
Galetzka has established a network of position markers linked by satellite that show a constant creep northeast among the islands on Indonesia's Indian Ocean frontier.
These 30 measuring stations along this coastline are now telling an ominous tale. Driven by the plate that is underneath the Indian Ocean, the Earth is flexing. It is literally bending underneath our feet. The pressures already are enormous. The theories are, possibly quite soon, those pressures will become intolerable.
The implications are terrifying.
But eventually, it's got to release in a giant earthquake.
It could be a rare magnitude 9 quake. The plate's so tightly sprung, it will happen, he believes, sooner rather than later.
Do you worry, knowing what you know, do you worry for the people living along this coast?
I absolutely do worry. I tell them to be prepared. I myself, when I stay in Padang, I think about my escape routes almost every moment.
As he crisscrosses these islands searching for data, John Galetzka says his aim is to save lives. But he, more than anyone, knows the risks that one day he'll confront a wave out here, a tsunami powerful enough to swallow islands.
If we saw it, we would just head right into it, you know. I'd shake your hand and say,
good luck.
Good luck.
Hugh Rimmington, CNN, off West Sumatra, Indonesia.
That's what I would do.
Before we go, you won't want to miss this patriotic plant life. After hours of slicing with his saw, this Iowa man has turned an old oak tree into a Lady Liberty lookalike. Sure, she's a little wooden, but still pretty impressive. Give her your tired, your poor, your huddled leaves yearning to change colors. She's not standing at the entrance to America, just keeping an eye on the neighborhood. And our writer wanted me to say you go girl at the end of that, but that's just a little too cheesy even for me. So we'll say that's the last branch of today's show. We hope you'll tune in again tomorrow for more commercial-free CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azuz.